dreams of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless.
Hey, we're back. How was the pee, Bruce?
Fulfilling.
Oh, wait. What's this in my cup?
It's watered down Sunny D.
Yummy.
It's secondhand Sunny D.
Why is it warm?
Sunny P.
Sunny P. So, Chris, as I was upstairs peeing, and when I had my hands full, I was thinking of subterfuge.
Sweet.
This might piss him off.
How are you lettering that comment?
In Photoshop.
Not in Illustrator?
No. Nope. Used to, but I just got lazy. Or too impatient, and so I just started doing everything in Photoshop.
How are you doing the bubbles?
The
dialogue bubbles. You're just drawing circles and stroking?
Yes, I am.
You dirty people.
Yeah, I would make a circle shape, you know, you can make the shapes, and then I would just use a pen tool for the tail, and then I'd flatten that, and yeah, layer effect. Stroke on it.
What font are you using?
Oh, I think that was just a Blambot, one of the free Blambot fonts.
I go to defont.com.
Defont, D-A-font.
That's what you sent me to, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I use for my title fonts, but Blambot has some of the best lettering fonts.
Yeah, I think it was just like their basic that everybody and their mom uses anymore.
Yeah, that's... I looked for a font that everyone didn't use. But I do stupid stuff with my lettering. I always roughen it up. I want my lettering to look like my line art.
Yeah.
Like I want it to look like it's hand-lettered. And I don't draw a straight line in any of my comics intentionally. I don't own a ruler. I hate them. So I didn't want the tails of my... stuff to be straight at all.
Mm.
I'm just curious how people letter stuff. I find it interesting. Also noticed you like to put black in between all your panels. What's that about?
Originally, you know, it was published on my website. It was my webcomic. And the subterfuge page background used to be black. So when I originally posted them, I made all the gutters black, so it blended in with the background.
Yeah.
But since the site has been redesigned and now it's all white background, and I'm too lazy to go back through and change that off. No, I have too many other things to do.
Yeah, if you keep going back and working on the same project over and over, it's the George Lucas thing where you'll never be 100% satisfied.
Yeah. No.
You don't want to be that guy.
No. Well, let's not get into this conversation.
Yes.
Return me.
What is next on the list?
Oh, yes, the list.
Yeah, let's focus on the list instead of George Lucas back.
Your experiences. what would you say has been your best and your worst experience at a convention?
Best experiences. I don't have a single one. I mean, best experiences mean good neighbors like you guys.
I like the answer.
and then probably my single best experience at a con was, it wasn't a comic convention, it was a gaming convention, and I actually sold, yeah, it was just my best sales convention, you know. Worst con experience? That was probably another gaming convention. I got a cold, it was a 4-day convention, and I got a cold on the first day.
Wow.
So I just had a nasty nose sinus thing and, you know, just drained the entire rest of the weekend. So that was probably my worst.
So it's not like anyone's come up to you. No, no creepy people.
Yeah, no, I didn't have any bears. Or
Yay. Okay, so that leads me to the second one. Have you ever had any odd commission, any sort of weird job where someone's like, I want you to draw John Travolta, just bare-ass naked, running through the swamp.
Yeah, have you ever felt dirty doing a commission?
No, I've only had a few people ask me to to draw anything for them at conventions. And the only weird, the only weird one was somebody had a printout of like a really low resolution thing they printed off somebody else's site. I was like, could you draw something like this that's like this and this? And I'm like, so basically you just want me to draw all that. And he's like, cheaper.
Go talk to
like,
Rob down the alley.
And I'm like, well, why don't you just contact the person that has to buy a higher resolution print, you know, or something.
There was a, it was a free comic book day. A guy asked me to draw a picture of him and his wife. Do you remember the free comic book day?
Yeah.
He asked you first, and you're like, I don't draw people.
Yeah.
And I asked, well, how much money? And he told me how much money. I said, oh, sure, I'll do it. But he wanted him and his wife drawn in the style of Sailor Moon.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, do you have any images of your wife? Like, do you have a picture or anything? He's like, well, actually, we're divorced. I was hoping this picture would help us get back together.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, oh, Christ. What the? But I drew it, and I took his money. I don't know if it worked out. But, but I ate well.
I one time had someone want to draw some sexy animal. What were the animal humans called?
Furries?
No, yeah, that might have been what he wanted. You know, there's a term for it. When you humanize
anthropomorphic
animals.
Oh, anthropomorphic. Yeah.
And this guy wanted me to draw some kind of sexy... I did it because I felt weird saying no because I wasn't saying no to anyone else.
No.
But I felt terrible doing
it. What was the animal?
I can't remember. It was... I just want to bleach it out of my head.
Because for some reason, just...
There's too much shame there.
Going through my head, I'm like, that would... I could see how some animals would be sexy.
That's my next question.
What's the sexiest animal you can imagine?
Actually, I used to have a question about that. Like that? Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I used to have a question.
You used to have a question? You traded it in for a new one?
I would ask it to a lot of people. It's a good question. Mm. I don't know if you want me to ask you.
No.
What?
No.
No, okay, fine.
You guys moving on, damn it.
You guys lost out.
Chris, do you want to reveal your deepest animalistic desire? Do you want to confess to bestiality? Or at least bestial intentions?
No.
All right.
Missing out, Chris. Like, missing out.
No.
On a good question.
I'd totally do a Chitara, though.
That's like a guesswork. Awesome.
Smoking hot.
Thundercats are loose.
They are loose. Too loose. Sloppy.
I love Slappy Squirrel.
It's wrong with you.
From the Animaniacs.
Okay.
A little mermaid. She was like heart fish.
She probably smelled bad.
I know.
If anything,
what is she? Is she
that...
fish or is she human?
She's fuming.
Human like fish.
Or ish.
Hush. Hush. Oh,
damn it. Boy. Next question. So what is your end goal in life?
My end goal in life.
Total domination of the board.
Question.
My end, like my end goal, artistically or I guess creatively,
Are you?
Who I would like to dominate.
You are now as well. Is that another question? It would be by now.
What?
I don't know, man. I am so hopped up on this medicine. Are you at... Do you think...
Are you high? What did you and Chris do when I peed? What were you kids Googling while I was gone?
We looked at fake drugs on Google. From household items.
You put in cough drops.
Don't try to find your bath salts down here. No, seriously. Are you where you thought you would be by now? And then followed up with Bruce's question of what is your
end goal in
end
life?
Game?
Those are way too heady of questions.
What? Wait, am I? I'll try. Am I where I thought I would be? I don't know. If you had asked me 5 years ago, you know, I'd wish I was where I'd like to be, which is making a living doing comics and illustration. And so that answers both, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're sweet.
There you go.
Sweet. Have you ever tried to get any work doing covers in comics?
Not really yet, but I did just actually send submissions in the Dark Horse this week. So we'll see if anything comes from that.
Well, good luck, man. That would be awesome for you.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool.
You're definitely good enough.
Thanks.
I was thinking, because me and you, we kind of talked about this down in Cincinnati. What was it? Is Boom still okay, studio-wise, Justin? Do you know anything?
I don't know anything about Boom.
I didn't know if... Because it seems like a lot of their books are coming to an end. Not being canceled so much, just like wrapping up the stories.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Hmm. Why Dark Horse, Chris?
Well, actually, there was another artist, local illustrator at Mid-Ohio.
Okay.
And he had gotten some work with Dark Horse. I've looked at their submission site before, too, and it's pretty straightforward. You know, just mail in some prints to them. And, of course, they do say... It's very rare that we hire someone just to do covers, but, you know, I figure I'd give it a shot. Like DC, you have to go to a convention and do a long line with them. I'm not sure how Marvel is, and other places I'm not sure about, but we'll see Dark Horse first.
Well, what about, like, contacting individual writers, like on Image Books?
I don't know. That'd be something to look into. I haven't... gone there yet, but yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm trying to think like what books would be I don't want to say up your alley, because you have pretty broad spectrum of things you illustrate rather well, but just the more fantasy, you know, sword and board type of stuff. What's that book, Skull Kickers?
For whom?
Oh, okay, yeah, I've Image. Seen that.
They have quite a few guest artists doing covers for them, so you might be able to slip into that.
Yeah. What are these questions?
they're it's in between cover guy and goodbye.
Cover guy and goodbye.
Cover guy goodbye.
I don't see it.
We'll just go ahead and jump to goodbye.
What? No, Chris has questions for us.
They're not on my list.
Doesn't matter. I have a question for him.
Okay. Mr. Confused. It's right. Cover guy for some comics, question mark. That's the question I'm on right now.
Oh, thanks. What's that? Wacky what?
Wacky commissions. I already asked that one.
That's not commissions.
That's not commissions? I can't spell. I can't. I just can't.
It's all right, sir. Don't worry.
I blame my father.
Okay.
He's dyslexic. He taught me to spell. He is dyslexic.
Oh, dog.
Go ahead and text him. He'll text you back. Dyslexic guy.
LOL. Yes. Wait a minute.
Hello.
Is this backwards? I don't make fun of dyslexia on the break-ins. Which has nothing to do with Chris Pritchard and his opinions.
Those Hitler youth camps, though.
Yeah, that's all him.
Good kids.
Chris, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Wait, are we done with your? Are we done with your segment?
Keep going. Just keep. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. How much time are we doing?
The file is 60.
Where are we right now on our time?
I don't know. This isn't keeping time.
It's under your name.
We've been connected to Chris for 31 minutes.
Oh, then we're coming back.
Yeah, you guys.
That's not how long this segment's been.
I'm thrown off.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
End of the segment. Goodbye, everybody. We'll be right back, maybe, if Justin lets us.
Friendly Psychic Music is an independent home recording collective based out of Dayton, Ohio and Denver, Colorado. Our bands don't practice or play together, but rather mail their contributions long distance and layer the results. Friendly Psychic Music is not a record label, just a collective of like-minded musicians. We do not accept demos, nor are we looking for any new artists. We do love feedback, though. FriendlyPsychicsMusic.com.
We're back again, and I'm very sorry that was a shorter segment. I want to make sure it's very clear.
Timing this time?
It's very clear that it was my fault, and we are timing it now.
Okay.
We are about 5 seconds off, so I'll just round it. We're gonna forego the goodbye. We're gonna go some questions here.
We're just not saying bye to him.
We're not for now. We're not gonna go way through that segment.
Okay.
We're gonna stall it. Chris, before the show began, I asked you what your favorite movie and your least favorite movie were. Yes, that was actually related. I had come up with a question last night. I wanted to come up with something that I'd never asked anyone prior until up to now, and then I've asked a couple people just because I want to get a feel for the question. If you had to choose, and one of these is a definite, would definitely happen. If you had to choose between watching your favorite movie until you hated it, over and over and over again, being forced to, or being forced to watch your least favorite movie until you liked it, which one would you choose?
I'd choose watching the favorite until I hated it.
Do you choose?
Yeah, that's what I'd choose.
I would choose the opposite.
Yeah?
I guess it really depends on what our least favorite movies are.
Yeah, I don't really have... I couldn't really think of what, you know, the movie I hated the most was...
Do you like Fried Green Tomatoes?
I've never seen it, and for that I'm very grateful.
Steel Magnolias, perhaps.
No, haven't seen that either.
Follow That Bird.
No.
Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood.
No, haven't had to watch that either.
My least favorite movie is Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. I walked out of the theater.
I can't really remember that one.
Ask for my money back.
So.
Was that directed by Clint Eastwood? Did he direct that one?
Yeah.
And it had John Cusack.
Had Kevin Spacey and John Cusack.
Yeah.
And it didn't make a lot of sense to me. It disappointed me.
I want to hear your questions, Chris.
My questions?
Yeah, I've been very eager to answer your questions.
Marketing outside of cons and digital downloads. What do you guys, I know you were selling the briefs, the PDFs, the like PDFs of Clobber Vance at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
How much pushing of digital kind of sales have you guys done? Or what do you think about them? Or do you have plans for more in the future?
I've looked into submitting my comic to like Graphically and Comicology a couple of different times, but if you do that, then you have a hard time getting it to a publisher to get it published. So until I've completely given up on getting Clobber Vance picked up by some legitimate publisher, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot by doing that, but I have looked into it. The PDFs I sold, no one's complained, but at the same time, no one has sent me an email saying, that was very nice, I appreciate your work. So I can't say how those sales have gone. Something I have been contemplating here lately is lying to people. I know, huge change from what I do on a daily basis. The comic book piracy is still pretty prevalent, and what I've thought about doing is taking my comic, like Clobber, like the first 20 pages, and renaming it, you know, Justice League number 1, and throwing it up on a BitTorrent site, and like replace the last page with like a form-filled PDF where people can be like, hey, I read your comic because you lied to me about what it was, and I enjoyed it. Where can I purchase the rest of these pages? I'm not sure if that'd be good marketing so much, but... it's a different idea, at least, isn't it?
Definitely. Get in by the back door.
Yeah.
I'm currently in talks with someone to do a digital comic book, but pretty much all I can say right now about it.
It's a secret.
How far have the talks gone?
We're still working on stuff.
They're still like preliminary stages. But yeah. This person, do they have like an infrastructure in mind, like how they want to distribute it?
Online only right now.
Like not like
I don't
just something on a web page, or is it something you pay to download, or
I'm not sure.
Is it its own separate app?
That I don't know.
Have either of you heard of Double Feature Comics?
Mm-mm.
It was a Mike Norton thing.
No.
They had their own app, and on the app you could download the comic, then you could download the pencils in the comic, then you could download like the script. Like, it was very much, hey, we'll show you what went into making it. And they just got bought out by Graphically, who's a digital comic distributor.
Yeah, but I have all those, like, Graphically and Comixology and stuff on my my iPad.
Yeah.
And I've dug around on a few. I've bought a few comics through there. Graphically is actually kind of the least. Like, the interface, when I go on there, it doesn't seem like there's new stuff on the front page.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I bought Double Feature, is for their interface.
Okay.
So you should check out the Double Feature. It's really, really nice. I'm trying to remember the guy's name who writes all the coding for them. I think his name's Sean Dove. It's funny because part of the deal with them buying out Double Feature is they essentially get the one employee who did all the work, Sean Dove. So they bought a dude. have you considered submitting Subterfuge to any of those digital storefronts?
No, I'm spending so much time working on my next project. I've been doing a lot of concept stuff for it, and I'm just now getting into kind of trying to tie down my style, what style I'm going to do it in. And I'm not sure if with that, with my next project, if I'm going to try to publish it myself on my website or through other digital means, or if I'm going to submit it to some publishers and see if I can get it printed the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
But, I have some notes on what I want to try to do, things to try to do with Subterfuge as far as maybe sending it to publishers or things like that. But
yeah, I sent Clobber out to, I think, 9 different publishers, and nothing good came of that.
Did you hear back at all, or did it?
I heard back from 2 of them. One of them just told me, "Hey, looks good, but we're not interested in this material." And the other one was just a form letter, like, "Hey, we're not accepting new artists or new concepts at this time. We appreciate your interest. Please go buy one of our books that we have."
That's nice.
It's nice to get some response.
Yeah. Though. Yeah.
And wow, it seems like every day I hear about people being laid off from these other comic book companies.
Yeah.
Different artists being, their exclusive running up and them being unemployed. So I don't know if... Maybe it is just a horrible time to try to break into comics. Or I heard somebody say that... I was reading an article, I think it was on The Beat, and they were saying that too many people right now are making comics. Which I can kind of see that, because I think every comic book fan at this day and age thinks they can be a comic book creator.
Yeah. And so, you have places like Indie or Kabam, and is it Kabam or Kablam? I don't even like
that. It's, are you talking about the printer?
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to print your own book anymore. And then, web comics, there are so many people who have their comic posted online anymore. There's a lot of stuff out there.
It's not new and interesting anymore. It is something that anyone can do. I mean, there are web comics out there, pretty successful ones, that are just clip art.
Yeah. And it makes it a lot harder too to just have your to stand out.
Yeah. And I always think back to something I read. I'm trying to remember, it was an interview years ago, back when I was buying Wizard magazine. They said there are more people working in the NBA than there are in comics. It was essentially saying that it's harder to get a job as a comic book writer or artist than it is to be the point guard for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, I believe that. It's like video games. I think that's like that now too. Everybody's growing up with video games. So there are tons of people who want to work in that industry.
Right, and everyone's making their own, with the whole app thing.
Yeah, yeah, with mobile stuff and everything.
Right. There is no guaranteed successful industry to get into outside of plumbing or heating and air.
Yeah, and even now that's not even... in a down economy, that's not necessarily a safe bet either.
Well, people can't do without plumbing.
Yeah, that's true. But, there's always, handyman kind of people. I remember the apartment we used to rent when there was issues. There's, the one do-it-all guy, and I remember he came in, and he always talked about, "Oh, I learned all this myself by I'm like, great, this should hold up.
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah. I know how to do what I do because I've done it 20 times and failed.
My brother.
I'll get it right this time.
My brother-in-law taught himself magic watching YouTube. He can do, he's really good at it. He can do some amazing card tricks.
Yeah.
But he learned it by watching YouTube videos.
That's how I do my plumbing.
By YouTube videos?
Yeah, I watch a lot of YouTube, and then I study and study and study, and then I go do it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have the time, yeah.
Have the time? And
I got an iPhone. I just hold it while I'm doing.
If you have a much more stable internet connection than Chris.
Yeah, if you do, you can actually watch the whole thing and get it done. learn how to do a whole project.
It's 2-minute toilet repair with Chris Pritchard.
Now, first you do this. You take everything apart. Then, twirling circle.
Join us next week when I finish this sentence. What else you got for us, Chris? Question-wise, come on. Lay it out there.
Hold on. How about deadlines and goals? You guys, what are your goals? End game. Goals.
What's your end game?
What kind of pine box do you wish to live in?
I want to have my head frozen and my body cremated.
Sweet.
Those are both factual statements.
Yeah?
You know, a couple years ago, I had a much different outlook. And
before you lost your legs.
Yeah. Now, everything's changed, and I'm not sure how much interest I have in comic books.
Well, now you're just making me sad.
Yeah.
This podcast is now about pottery.
I just got other things going on. And I still like to doodle and draw, but the drive isn't quite there as it was several years ago when I was doing my own monthly book, which wasn't Tim Risen. That was before that. And so it's definitely changed a lot for me as a person, and I'm still trying to refine who that person is now and exactly what I want to do. I still enjoy going to conventions and sketching for people, but I don't even buy that many books anymore, so it's a lot different. I don't think I'm as recognizable as the artist Justin as the artist Justin from 5 years ago. I think they're completely different people, and
that part's natural. That happens to everyone. You look back at your old work and you're like, wow, that nose is wrong.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just as a person that I don't
as
think
a
that,
human being
as a human. I don't think that Justin. I don't know if he would understand. And you know, I mean, I understand why I am right now why I am, but or have become who I am. But I can't imagine that the other older Justin, not older, younger Justin, I guess, would understand why I am now who I am. But yeah, so I mean, here I am doodling as we're talking, and I'm having a great time. But the drive to continually do that.
Yeah, but I've heard you say this now. I've heard you go through this, and then all of a sudden something will hit you.
Right.
There'll be some sort of spark, and then next thing I know, you've got 16, 18 pages of gorgeous looking stuff.
I was waiting for that moment again.
Yeah.
So how would I like to be remembered? How what's on my epitaph?
is it the question he asked?
Justin Watson.
Died heroically, saving his family from a tragic boat accident.
Yeah, Rotunda Moms. Yeah. No, I think it would definitely be that I hope to inspire someone to do something creative. I think that's my new goal, is to inspire people.
I want to be remembered for ruining women for other men.
That is a worthy goal.
Well, I apologize, Chris. That was more of a...
Every man should have that on his list.
You were looking for. No, so I'm sorry.
No, that's cool.
You go, like I said, you go through this occasionally, and you'll turn around and you'll do something mind blowing.
Yeah.
And you are just, I don't want to say like scatterbrain, because you're an intelligent guy. It's not scatterbrain. It's just you're like scatter motivation. Hmm. You'll be down in the dumps, you know. And when that inspiration hits you, when the moment strikes, you'll be on fire. I've seen you like a week or two before a convention, and you'll have nothing. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, look at that. I got this thing. I did these 16 pages of this, and I got this print. So.
Yeah. What's your next question, Chris? I'll be funnier.
No.
I'll promise. I'll be a funnier. I'll be funnier. Do not hurt me.
What's your experience with working with other creators? Good, bad, ugly, fun.
With my old friend Steve Bates, who's now been gone for about a year almost now. It was fantastic working with him. He was a manager of a comic book store, and he was very creative, and I was very creative, and we were always bouncing off each other. And then it would go to my friends. And they had interest in comic books, but I had more of the experience. And then there's Bruce.
We've never actually worked together.
I make it a point not to work with Bruce. Because I like him. Like Bruce a lot. And I don't want to work with him.
Justin is one of my oldest friends because we've never worked together on anything.
Yeah.
It's just safer. So I guess you can look at that and you can determine that we've had some horrible experiences. I'm currently working with a guy that I went to junior high and high school with, and I lost touch with him for a couple of years. He's an amazing artist, but you know, we both tried to get into the vocational commercial art thing back in high school, and somehow he applied for the mechanical engineering department instead of commercial art. So he now builds cars for a living in a factory in Indiana, all because class was full. But he's still an amazing artist. I'm trying to work with him on some stuff. And different people I've worked with in the past, you talk about motivation and drive and stuff like that. I don't give up. I don't rest. I don't sit. And I sacrifice a lot of probably happy moments with my wife and family. But I have this itch on my fingertips in the back of my head, where I have to come down here and draw or paint or letter or write something, you know, at least a half hour, if not 6 hours a day. I spend all day at work on a computer or storyboarding, and it's still not enough for me. If I lost both my hands tomorrow in a tragic scrambled egg accident, I would learn to draw with my feet or my mouth.
Yeah,
I'll never be satisfied. I'll never be happy with anything I do, but I'll keep doing it no matter how miserable it makes me. And some of the lowest points of my life have been due to me putting out something that I thought was creative and interesting and unique and amazing and game changing, and people just kind of looking at it and saying, it's all right. And I like the clobber thing. I take it very personal that no one was interested in publishing that. No one wanted to distribute it. It took me a long time to go back to drawing again. And before that, I had a very long working relationship with a fellow named Eric Schonborn. I worked for, what was it, like 8 years? I mean, I made different comics. I mean, we submitted things to Marvel and DC and got back like legitimate, like, hey, I think you guys need to work on this and this, looking good, you know, keep submitting stuff. The closest I've ever gotten to doing this for a living was working on stuff with him. And I just pushed too hard, and I think ruined the idea of comics for him. He doesn't do it anymore, says he doesn't enjoy it. I think I ruined a man's life by wanting to make comic books with him. And that weighs heavy on my shoulders.
Way to go with your questions, Chris.
Wow.
Man, you're getting deep.
I feel so sad now.
I don't know.
I love working on stuff for Bruce. Like, I do covers for his, clobber.
I do covers for you.
And he does covers for me. And that's about as close as we get. really. And occasionally we'll square off on what the other person drew occasionally.
We are probably the only people who were critical of each other. Whenever I show anything to anybody, they're like, looks great, looks awesome, man. And I'm like, really? Because you wouldn't buy this, would you? You wouldn't actually pay any money for this. No, but it looks amazing. Well, then it's not amazing. My wife tries to be honest with me, but she loves me. Yeah. So that taints her opinion.
Bruce, you gave me these amazing pictures.
Oh, my
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that at all. Okay, and I got to see some of Bruce's early work, and it got me actually motivated to draw. I started sketching because he wants me, or I think I volunteered. I can't really say he wants me, but I want him to want me to draw alternate covers for him. And so I took some free moment I had yesterday and did a bunch of sketches of his characters.
I haven't seen these yet.
He has not seen them yet, so. But yeah, they're over here. You want to see them.
That's the new project.
That's the new project.
Sweet.
But, that's kind of what's going on. What's the next? You have any funny questions? You said funny questions were coming. That was in your.
No, the only one funny one I had was how do you get your wife so white?
I don't know. I don't do that.
I don't know.
I don't wear anything white.
One time I washed a shirt with black pants. It came out tan, the white shirt. So I was then told not to do any more whites.
You're drawing my characters better than me.
Well, I know. No, I was just drawing. You're inspiring me to draw, sir.
Don't one up me on my own work. Like, you're literally drawing panel per panel own characters, but better.
It inspired me.
It's the same frick. Look, she's eating the.
I know.
Like, just like
I was inspired,
but better.
No,
you're not inspired. You're just doing stuff to spite me.
I was inspired, not inspired.
Inspired.
You've been spidered?
I don't know.
You've been spidered, bitch.
Ah! I want to thank you, Bruce, though.
You are welcome. Living embodiment of sadness.
I'm going to shoot myself.
Damn it. Can we move on to goodbye now?
Goodbye to the world. Goodbye. Thank you, Pritchard of PritchSlap.com. Hey, Bruce. No, Chris, I have a question for you. This is very important before we say goodbye.
Okay.
Which is going to come up in the next segment. Will you promote this podcast on your website?
I will. I will post it on my Facebook page, and I'll put a link up on my website. Where?
We have one iTunes review.
Oh, you guys are on iTunes, right? Maybe.
I don't have iTunes. I don't.
Oh, we are.
We are? Okay.
Maybe promise to put it and then do it.
Or Justin will
go. Since we're still in depressing mode.
If you don't promote this, Justin will go to the pound, adopt a puppy, call it Chris, and then beat it.
And then I'll hurt the dog. You know what I mean.
Michael Jackson's dead.
Okay. He is? Yeah. So how are you doing? Oh, I actually had the timer. But I forgot.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Ooh, 24 minutes. Yeah, we should probably call it and then go back for the goodbyes.
We're going to come back for the goodbyes?
Yeah.
God, there's like 9 segments to this podcast.
a lot of commercials.
We do have a lot of... I need to make some new commercials.
We'll be back.
You've seen him at cons. You've avoided eye contact with him at shows. He's made you uncomfortable at both expos and Wizard Worlds. Now it's your turn to buy something from the guy that everyone tells.
I'll be back around later. Maybe I'll get something from you then if I have any monies left over.
It's Bruce O. Hughes. His illustrations and comic books have enthralled people from West Ohio to East Ohio. And now, for as long as he can afford to keep his store open, you can purchase Bruce O. Hughes' fine wares online. Go to BruceOHughes.com and click on Comics and Prints for Sale. It's right below Buy My Stuff. With over 4 items currently in the store, who knows what Bruce will do next? BruceOHughes.com. All profits go to Bruce's wife for letting him keep doing this crazy thing called comics. Please buy a comic. Don't be a dick.
All right. We're back. I don't even know what segment this is. It doesn't matter.
Seven.
Whatever. We're here to say our goodbyes. I'm so glad we had this time.
together. What's that from?
I don't know.
You know, Chris? You're older.
No, I don't.
Wow, you guys really... That's from the Carol Burnett Show.
Okay.
Man.
I like Tim Conway.
I'm always that song me all the time. Like, she put me to bed. I'm so glad we had this.
Oh, she pulled her ear.
Yeah.
She pulled her ear, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Good memories. So,
sadness.
You know, it is, yes. Okay. Well, this is the last stuff we already covered, sir.
Is it?
Your site, Chris Pritchard.
Slurps.
iHeartHeroin.com.
No, I like it's a website of it's just pictures of him falling.
ChrisPritchardSlips.com. It's you and pantyhose. Chris
and a slip.
Slip.
A
yeah,
nice silk slip.
Is that pantyhose? I don't know.
No, it's a slip. It goes under a dress. It's like a smaller dress, maybe just silk.
Oh, you know a lot about women's.
I've undressed.
Okay.
This goes back to my end goal in life, to ruin what.
So, PritchLab.com, where you can find a lot of comic books, or at least one, Subterfuge, for $20,
and
I believe.
And prints, some sweet prints. Yeah.
Prints and an original piece of artwork.
Now, do you take commissions on your website?
Yeah, there's a, well, I have a contact page. You can contact me and inquire about any commissions.
Justin may want to get you to do a Tim Risen cover, just to get you to learn the name of the comic.
He's eating chocolate.
He's eating
with Grandpa. Grandpa. I used to eat these when I was a kid.
What the hell?
Reason. Remember those commercials?
No.
Reason chocolate caramels?
No.
Yeah, I remember those.
Reason?
I don't know.
You remember those, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, let me tell you real quick.
I thought they were the little Werther things where Grandpa used to always have Werther.
Was that it?
I remember Grandpa always had some
Werther
in his
pocket. I thought that was Reason.
Yeah, he always had them in his pocket.
I don't remember. Were you?
And he would make me reach in there and get them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sorry.
No, a little to the left.
Grandpa needs some candy, too.
Coached at Penn State for 46 years.
I fought in the war for your freedom to touch my penis.
What war was that? The Spanish American Cross War. Is that what it was? The Sexual Revolution.
Sexual Revolution. Better. That's better. That's a good one. Sexual Revolution.
Same your next comic.
Revolutionary War. No, Jim Risen, by the way, just so it's known here, so I'm going to promote my book on your interview. I don't know where it comes from. Well, I mean, the names. Look, I'm going somewhere with this. Dayquil, I love it. Tim in one language means time, and Risen in another language, I can't remember the languages, means travel. Oh. So it's a time travel book. There you go. That's why it's hard. You know, people have trouble. It's just TRTC, man. That's all I have to say. I'll go with that. And enough about me and Bobby Rand and my Bruce O'Hughes. What else? Next con. What do you have coming up?
Did you skip the music one?
I thought that was just a personal message.
Okay, whatever.
Unless you have the music, I didn't bring over mine because I liked yours better.
We asked Andrew what music he wanted played at the beginning, and then I didn't play it.
The Archies?
Yeah. I think I played it at the end, didn't I?
I don't.
I played us out with it?
No, he didn't listen to it.
He didn't listen.
Just no one that went to the expo listened to it.
We've made some horrible enemies.
Love you, Andrew.
So, Chris, you said your next con will be Gem City?
Yeah. It sure will.
Both the days?
Yep.
It's exciting.
Yeah, make sure you contact them and get us to be neighbors, okay?
I'm looking for my forms. Yeah. You want to do that? I'll pay for it. Justin, you just contact Jesse.
Yeah, hey. I'll contact him. I'll send him an email. We're email buddies.
Yeah.
What music did you want to play? Us to play anything?
Whatever you want. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I would suggest some kind of daytime soap opera to go with our deep conversations we were having.
I'll play Suicide is Painless from MASH.
Oh my god.
I'll find like a cover from AC/DC of that or something.
Sweet.
I need to make a note.
Gem City, where we can see buy your work?
At PritchLap.com.
Yeah.
I got a store section there.
I've looked through it. It looks awesome. Thank you, sir. Oh, that was your line. What? That was Chris's line.
Thank you, sir. It is attractive. Thank you.
Thank you.
You should see it when it's not cold outside.
What else do you want to say? What are your final thoughts there, Mr. Pritchard?
Yeah.
Of being on this interview with these wonderful interviewers.
Oh, it has been a wonderful time, guys. I've enjoyed it immensely. Thanks for having me on.
It's been 2 hours of...
Yeah. It's way past my bedtime, sonny.
You are an old man.
I gotta be up at 4:30.
I don't know how you do that.
He's asleep right now. That's how he's done. It has been a pleasure, Chris. You are
I've been excited about
very this cordial person.
Yeah.
Incredibly talented. I consider myself and Justin lucky to know you, to sit near you. And Justin drew an awesome little picture of you.
I sure did. That's the first thing I drew on this paper.
That looks very much like him.
Yeah, but, okay, bring it to Gem City.
If he was a character from The Incredibles.
I'm going to text you it right now.
Pritchman.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Pritchman!
Now, it's been great talking to you guys. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and I can't wait to see you at the next convention.
So that we can disappoint you some more?
Disappoint? Suicide is painless.
I think Justin is texting you.
I'm going to text you the picture.
The picture.
Right, I'm waiting.
On air.
On air, and then I guess I'm going to have to scan that now and put it in the show notes. I'll just scan your notes as show notes.
So you should do.
Is that me down there?
Yeah.
Do I have a hive of bees on my
face? No, you're from... This is you from... Fiddler on the Roof.
That is very...
If I were an artist...
More Jewish than I am. I'm not Jewish. I just have a beard.
If I drew a straight line with you...
Text him. Text him, for God's sake.
Did.
Okay. I'm not sure what else we have. Just keep us informed,
yes,
Chris.
Sir.
If you need anything, we're here.
If you have any soul crushing questions for us,
if you'd like to press me and Justin some more.
All right. If I think of any more questions that will do that, I will certainly shoot them your way.
Yeah, and we'll either have you on the pre or post Gem City if you feel so inclined.
Definitely.
Tell me if you have that text.
I have not gotten it yet.
Curses.
Is it running through your internet?
No, this is different internet. This is the mobile. Hopefully it's not as craptastic.
ScanInAString.com.
Chris Pritchard slipped. dot earthlink. dot angelfire. What's another old hosting?
CompuServe.
I don't know.
I think Angel Fire is the oldest. Do they still exist?
I don't know.
He's going to Google it.
Uh-oh.
Waiting for that text. Angel Fire. Is it still there?
Found in 1966 and was originally a accommodation website building and a medical transcription service.
What?
2010 to present, by the way. 2010, that's the question I should ask people. AngelFire received a major facelift in September 2010. It had a completely devoted using HTML5 markup and now promotes the AngelFire site builder as its main
web
tool. The classic web shell tool is still active, however. It is now accessible via paid subscription plans.
Wow. So, yeah, they still live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is Wikipedia. It could actually be garbage.
Yeah, but that's weird that they've been around since 66.
66? Why did I say that? 1996.
Oh, I'm sorry. 66? I'm like, how old is the internet?
I got an idea for the internet. What? You crazy fool.
You use a series of cards with holes in them.
We call them Scantron sheets. Yeah, gummy. You're jumping my internet claim.
That's a pretty sweet little sketch there.
Oh, thank you.
I have to figure out how to get that onto my website now.
Doesn't it? It captures you, but...
I know, and so I haven't seen you guys for 2 months.
Justin sees you every
day. I'm a little scared.
And you're right next... You can't see it, but you're right next to Jango Fett.
I love the way he knows exactly. I haven't seen you guys for 2 months. 63 days, to be more precise. And you still remember how handsome I am.
I know. That's attractive.
It's permeated his soul, how attractive you are. Like a Pritchard sponge.
Yeah, you can gladly scan these notes in here. Sir.
I will.
Awesome.
I don't think I drew any penises on that one.
I'm looking.
Okay, hold on. I got to see this again to make sure there's no...
Well, I had.
Are you sure that's Jango Fett?
I have a Jango Fett there. I have a Jango
Fett. There's a Jingle Fett.
Because otherwise, the word asshole, a-holes, or whatever, in the picture, if you look, he's right next to the...
Oh, yeah, so, like, other people are assholes.
Right, so it's like either Jango Fett or assholes was going to be in the picture. I went with Jango.
So I see the E-S period.
That's you.
Sweet.
Okay. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you on the internet.
Yes, we shall.
Good day.
Bye.
What happens when you visit the most attractive website on the planet? You get Pritchslapped. Pritchslapped.com. The online home of attractive game comic artist Chris Pritchard. It's attractive.
Why, thank you.
Hey, we're back. We said our goodbyes to Chris, but yeah. This is our final segment, which is kind of just where Bruce and I just...
It's just me and you. It's intimate. Just,
yeah.
Much more intimate. And probably recorded at a higher fidelity.
Possibly. I am going to start the timer on this.
Okay.
And we're good.
So, let's talk little ones.
Yeah. Ooh, 2 months of Liv so far.
Wow.
Yeah, she's the little liver. She's a trip, man. I love her. But sometimes people come up and they say, I want a baby. You know, they've had a kid or whatever. I said, no, you don't want a baby. I said, you want the idea of what you think or you kind of remember. Maybe this is just my opinion. I don't think anyone wants a baby. I think when you have it, I think when Liv is older, I'm like, oh, I want another. My old self will have to come back in time, up to the future and slap me.
I think certain people have the ability to only remember the good parts of a relationship. Other people, like myself and you, we remember the whole thing. I Crichton's... about a year and a half, a little over a year and a half now. And he's sleeping through the night for the most part. He's cutting some teeth right now, so he's very unhappy. He's drooling, his nose is running. Whenever Liv starts cutting teeth, people will be like, oh, she's got a cold or something, or like a sinus infection. Well, no, when babies cut teeth, it screws up their sinuses and their eyes water and everything. It looks like they're dying of pneumonia, but they're not. They're cutting teeth. So we're going through some of that right now. But I remember like when he was 2 months and you know, just being being completely honest, thinking, well, this is boring. Because he's just laying there. Uh-huh. You know, because at 2 months, what, is she's sitting up yet?
Well, her head's pretty strong. Yeah. And her neck's pretty strong. So, I pick her up and in the air. Super
right, and she can hold her head.
She can hold her head up. And we've been kind of like picking her up a little bit. And she's keeping her, and she's smiling a lot. Steph is amazing with her, but she's had two girls prior, so I'm still kind of out of my element.
She's experienced.
Right. I was telling someone earlier that they're like little torture devices. Babies should be sent down to Guantanamo Bay. Like, I will not talk. And then you bring the baby. I'm talking.
Yeah, exactly.
It was me.
There's a book I got. I can't remember what it was called. We're still recording, right? This is my wife, everybody. Say hi, Ralphie.
Hey!
Hi, Ralphie. That's hysterical.
Are you going to bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You don't have to whisper. We're recording the whole thing.
Yeah, this will fit her right now, I think. She is huge. Thank you very much.
Give me a kiss.
On air.
Oh, on air. Give me a kiss. Come here.
No. You guys kissed before on air.
Oh,
love
you.
Love you too.
Night, Justin. Night. Sleep well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, he put more markers in the trash can.
What is Crichton's least favorite colors?
He puts all all these are green and yellow.
He likes to put all my markers in the trash can.
Green and yellow, huh?
Yeah.
Colors that make brown, right?
Yeah, they make me angry when he throws them away. So.
Okay. So, yeah.
We have children. We love them. Uh-huh. They're troublesome.
Yeah.
And Liv is 2 months. And
2 months.
Awesome-tastic. Stephanie's a great lady.
You know, as she eats. Oh, you know the best part about it? She takes after her dad when it comes to farts. I love it. I mean, these things are the loudest, noisiest, smelliest fart. I am so proud. So I was like, you're nasty. And I go, it just gets me.
Does she have any allergies or anything?
No. Not that I know of.
Crichton has milk allergies.
Oh.
Like, Ralphie's lactose intolerant. So is her brother. Yeah. Crichton's got issues with milk.
So no, I mean, nothing that's come up yet so far.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. And I think my favorite part has to be, Stephanie feeds Liv.
Yeah.
And so she pumps enough milk, and she's away at school. I get to feed her a couple times a week. And that's one of my favorite parts. I'm extremely jealous, prior to her being able to pump milk, because I was left out, and...
That'll change when they start eating solid food, and then you're begging them to take one spoonful of potatoes or whatever.
When I was a lad, my mom loves to tell the story. When I was a kid, she had to keep the little tiny food and the spoon right next to my mouth and just keep shoveling it in. Because at any point that she stopped, I would start crying my head off. I had to keep eating. So, I guess years later, senior year of high school, I eat 16 sunny-side-up eggs in one sitting. years later, I eat 8 steaks. So it doesn't really, Liz just, she's got to feed the feet.
Well, good.
Feed the feet.
Good.
Yeah. He's good.
Crichton has the exact opposite problem. He gets bored in the middle of eating. He gets distracted. Very short attention span. So, it's like he'll eat a little and, hey, here's a toy. And he'll shove the toy away and he'll point at something. So.
What else we have? Your awesome Western.
10 pages in.
Yeah.
Well, 11.
I was looking at the new one.
I'm 11 pages in. I've written... I've plotted out all 22. Written dialogue for about 7 or 8. But I do most of my dialogue writing when lettering. I think things are going pretty well. I contacted a guy I used to work with at the TV stations. Ask him if he'd be willing to color it, because I'd like to get it printed in color. So he's working on that, like in the Western.
Would you go like a sepia?
He is actually completely colorblind.
Oh.
The guy I contacted, Ryan Merrill, his wedding I went to not so long ago. I told him to pick whatever he wanted. I sent him some... is there something wrong with the recording?
I was making sure it was recording.
Yeah, we're still good. I sent him some links to some other comics colored in a style I like and said, hey, just do something like this. So we'll see what happens.
I've been looking at a lot of old Western comics. Covers on my phone.
Yeah.
Because I had a chance. I don't really get online that much anymore. In fact, this I printed up just so I could have it mobile.
Yeah.
So if you said, what do you think? I'm like, I've got the pages. I don't have to go online. I can't get free with one hand and the other hand's holding. I've been trying to look up how the old Western covers looked and what they did. Because I'm never a fan of the newer covers where it's just like one.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
One, the classic ultimate covers, I guess, as you would call it now.
Yeah.
I want to do something for you that's
spectacular.
I want to do something so classic.
Hand gestures.
50s and 60s Western comic horses and trains and sunsets and cowboys and Indians. I guess Indians because it's, I don't know, Native American, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. There's one Indian in it.
No, I know. I didn't know what you wanted for. And I want to do something so like that.
In the comic, I actually call them Indians.
Okay. Well, I can say that. I'm part Indian.
Well, I'm writing the comic as if these people were there in 1861.
Right.
You know, and if there's a black person that pops up, they'll probably call them a Negro or whatever.
You know, what's crazy is Stephanie had mentioned something about the Old West the other day. And I don't want to give any plot points. I think you gave this away the other day on last podcast. But I don't want to say it on, you know. And I go, that's crazy. Because Bruce was just studying that.
The comic.
And he had just mentioned that not too long ago. Yeah. And, you know, two unrelated things coming to me. So, the fact that it is kind of relatable. I mean, people are looking. I think it was something on Yahoo or something.
No, there was a comet last week came really close to the Earth.
Okay.
And they're saying it was the closest that a comet's come since the 70s.
Uh-huh.
But the closest ever a comet has come was in August of 1861.
Well, she looked it up. I mean, she found the information, you know, after doing...
The Great Comet is what it was called.
So, it's just... I mean, this is stuff that people wouldn't be... I mean, maybe you'd still be amazed by it, but they actually have something to back it up. You know, yeah. Back it up. But yeah, I mean, I think it looks good. Great so far. I'm interested in seeing it. I've been looking at that new show on A&E... I haven't watched
AMC,
it.
Hell on AMC. Wheels?
Yeah, I just see
I got it TiVo'd. I haven't watched it yet. The reviews of it are pretty bad.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're going to watch at least for references of different things.
I can separate myself pretty easily from that stuff. Because there's a plot point in my comic where it pretty much lets me get away with anything.
Okay.
Probably in the last page of the comic, there's going to be a flying car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You've seen page 11.
Okay.
There's a medieval knight in it. So, it starts out as a Western and becomes...
Huh. Well, I might have to rearrange my idea. But, anyway, my original concept is something very Western-y.
Just seeing your sketches there, like I said when we were talking to Chris, it looks like you're one-upping me on my character.
Well, you're inspiring me, sir.
Good, good, good. Moving on, the zombie thing.
Oh, yeah.
Going to meet with my friend Jason Adams this weekend. He's coming in from Indiana. We're going to bump heads and see what it takes to get a comic done. It's not really about zombies anymore. Still going to call it League of the Dead. Mm-hmm. But it's turned into this anti-hero, almost Swamp Thing comic. Where there's like seeds and life forces. It's becoming a lot better project than I thought it was.
We have it done by Jim?
Probably not.
Okay.
He's kind of slow.
Okay.
He's good though. Have you seen any of his stuff?
Just some of his stuff online.
Yeah.
I think a couple Batman stuff.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
Well, it reminded me of a lot of stuff I used to see that you did back.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
You
said that, like some of the
your Nobody days,
and stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's the same age as you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were in the same grade.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this goes because I'm still trying to. My intention is to be as passive as possible with this.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want to help him, but I don't want to hold his hand, and I don't want to be too forceful with things either. You know, I want this to be a successful partnership in contrast to some of the partnerships I've had in the past.
Well, I wish you guys the best. I look forward to reading it.
Yeah,
I mean, as always.
I'm excited. So. Stuff you have going on. You mentioned earlier your digital comic thing still kind of
still
underway, but in a holding pattern.
Yeah, I contacted the person and as I was going, and the person's still working on the concepts, ideas. You know, once it takes off, I'm really hoping
you just hit the ground running,
and it'll be ready by Jim. Something will be ready by Jim.
Yeah,
I think it's very 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 important.
How long? So we got like 21 weeks.
Yeah, you say it that way and it sounds terrible. Say April, I feel better.
Well, I'm hoping to have my comic done by March.
Uh-huh.
I think that leaves me 16 weeks. If I keep hitting a page a week and then letter everything in 1 week, I'm pushing it too. But I want to have stuff done by Lexington, which... Right. I haven't sent money to yet, and to be completely honest with you, the more I read about the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention, kind of the less I want to go.
Huh.
Because they're going to have like people from Big Brother there, and movie stars, and I don't know if it's for me.
I understand.
I don't know.
I don't have anything
else.
It's
cheap.
Yeah.
It's near people I love. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Definitely going to Gym City. Definitely going to Derby City next year, though.
Gym City. Those. I don't know anything else. But yeah, nothing. No other projects. I always think it was Tim Rising idea every once in a while, but nothing I want to grasp onto.
Yeah.
But Mike is still out. Right?
Yeah, I know. And it's like, well, even though we're not going to hear it on the day, today's Ray's birthday, so I'll wish him a happy birthday. And 2 days ago, or what? Yeah, 2 days ago? Seventh?
Yeah.
What are they? It was Mike's birthday. So, you know, happy birthday to them. But they're good guys. You know, I was just thinking of, like, scenes from Tim Rising, but nothing. And then, so.
I would. If I was you, I'd move on. I do something.
I can't sell the book at. Oh, you know. I guess who's reading the book anyway? I think it's really bad of me that I wish Steve Jobs would have died before the expo.
You think you would have sold more books?
I think I could have sold a shit ton more of books. I think it would have been the least popular but most popular sales approach I could come up with.
Yeah. I killed Steve Jobs in this comic before he died in real life.
But now I have to wait till April?
Yeah, it's not going to be timely anymore.
I know. I'm going to have to break out my iPhone and show him Steve Jobs again.
You need to do like a new cover with dead Steve Jobs on the front of it.
Well, I have him on there biting the apple, and we talked about that. Anyhow,
yeah,
I feel bad for saying that, but I thought, man, why couldn't it have been just a week or so before? I would have been sold out.
You would have been profiting?
Yeah. Oh, well. It is what it is.
I think you need to continue to try to sell it, continue to try to push it out, obviously, because you still have copies. But move on to another project.
I have so many copies. I sold so many at Gem City that one time, and then we went to Cincy, first year Cincy, and two. Yeah. One because someone owed me money, and another one, I don't know who it was. Couldn't even sell it to Barry.
I blame me for not describing it very well.
It doesn't matter.
To people.
You know, it just sits there.
Schindler's List meets Quantum Leap.
You know, hey, I'm making money off my sketches.
Yeah.
All right, so, and then my mom.
Yeah, shout out to your mom, who, I gotta be honest with you, I don't know how to say her last name.
It's like you cure someone. Cure.
Cure? Oh, it's just Cure?
Yeah.
Okay.
K-U-H-R-E. So
I was thinking it's like Judy Curie.
Yeah,
Cure. Judy Cure.
Yeah, it's Cure. Like you cure someone. That's always been the best way we can describe it.
It's got an H in it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
K-U-H-R-E. But yeah, she's not doing well at all. And, you know, when the time comes, and I know it's coming soon, I would like to do a podcast about not just her, but inspirations in general.
I've said it before, and I think I've texted you 100 times about it. Your mom is one of the most amazing, optimistic, motivating people I've ever met in my entire life. I think she has showed up to more of your events than anyone ever.
Right.
And I remember Free Comic Book Day, her just coming in, and you know, she was feeling a little weak that day, and Mike gave her chair, and she sat there next to you and talked you on and sold people on your comics and your sketches. She is an amazing person. I wish that my family was as supportive as your mother is, because you have such a great person behind you.
Thank you.
I don't bring this up to
make you upset or anything.
No,
you
know, no, it's all good upset. Don't worry, it's a good upset.
I can get rid, take this off the podcast.
No.
I wanted to mention your mom because I know she's listened to these in the past. Yeah.
She doesn't have the energy to listen to any more of them. She doesn't have a lot of energy right now, and she's trying to feel optimistic.
Yeah.
Heck, she wanted to put it on her Facebook. She's just not doing well, and she's really tired of it, and she just wants to get it over.
Yeah.
So
my aunt, Darlene, who passed away a couple of years ago, she fought so hard to stick around to see she's the twin sons, Matt and Tom. I don't know if you ever met them. She stuck around to see Matt get married, and she went through hell to do that. She had cancer in the bones in her jaw. And they cut her jaw off. She couldn't talk. She couldn't eat anymore. But she went through that just to be there as long as she could. And when after the time had come when Matt got married, she pretty much said, "I'm done. This is what I stuck around for."
Yeah.
And some people go on their own terms, and that's the best thing for them. My uncle Ralph, who passed away a year ago of cancer, he found out he had cancer. You know, like two weeks before he died. He didn't have time to get everything in place. He didn't have time to tell everyone he loved him and make sure that people knew where he stood in life and what he wanted and what he desired. And it's a blessing and a curse that your mom has had the opportunity to be here and see live and, you know, to get to tell you and your brother and sister that she loves him and everything. I mean, you're...
Right.
You're lucky in a way, but at the same time, this has been a grueling process for you, I can imagine.
Well, we spent a lot of time talking about, because, you know, I think it is a good opportunity to talk about, I mean, and, you know, she was given a week, and she's outlived the week,
yeah.
And I didn't really talk about it on Facebook, but during that week, I wanted to be so proactive, I actually wanted to make the program, and... I handed it around to her about it. She wanted to see it. So I went out in my car and I got it. And she was really touched by it. And I said, well, I really need this stuff still. Okay. I need you to help me out with this other part here because I didn't know what you think. And she's giving me a little bit from it. But then she didn't want to talk about it. But she really liked it. And I was, and I was like, how could you do it? And I said, because I don't think I could do it. I mean, I know I could. But... I think it'd be a lot tougher after to do it then. It's like, okay, well, I still have time right now, and right. I can work on it, and it'll be something to focus on.
You're going to have so much other stuff going on.
So.
I know with, like, when my grandfather passed of cancer, and you were at the viewing for him, I appreciate that. He didn't know he was going to make, he had no plans. Nothing was laid out in front of him, and it is so draining on the family to not only have you lost someone very important to you, someone that you love, but then you have to make all these decisions that will affect you for the rest of your life based on what you think somebody else would want. And like my mom refuses to talk about what she wants when she passes.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, so that's really not fair to me and Dad. That we're going to have to make these decisions for you. People need to lay out what they want. I've talked to Ralph 100 times about this. What I want. And I you have to let people know. Just it gives you such a peace of mind.
I agree. And I think it's very important. And I know I've had to fight this fight with my family on occasion. They do exactly what she wants, or he wants, or whoever wants.
Yeah.
And not what you want they to want, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I've had to fight that fight. Because my mom's going to do, she's doing a great thing after she dies. And it was a little uphill battle. But I get the thing, this is what she wants. We're doing it. This is what she wants us to do.
Right.
It's not up to you. It's, you know, whatever. So, yeah.
Ralphie has herself up to set up to be an organ donor.
Uh-huh.
And my mom's completely and totally against that. My mom thinks it's wrong, and, you know, you're defiling your body and all this. And Ralphie's very adamant that if she can help one person do that, then it's worth it. And Ralphie thinks that when you die, you're dead.
Uh-huh.
You know, that your body's just a shell.
Right.
So, I mean, there's big disagreement over that. And I honestly, I want my head frozen. It's $30,000. They'll hold on to my head for, I think, the next 100 years.
Uh-huh.
And if there's any way to bring me back, they'll bring me back. So hopefully...
You and Richard Nixon.
Yeah. that's what I want. That gives me peace of mind, because I'm not 100% sold on the afterlife.
Right. I have a whole other podcast we got coming.
Philosophical discussions with two...
Coming in 2012. Religion and Politics by the Break-Ins. We'll be the most popular podcast around.
Well, I just wanted to say nice things about your mom.
Thank you.
In somewhere besides a text to you.
Yeah, because yeah.
She is an amazing person, and she's been very, very supportive. Well, not just of you, of me. I can't remember where it was. She gave me such a hard time. I'd mentioned to her, because you'd told her how much you made in sketches. I'm like, yeah, I don't do sketches. Well, why not? She wanted to know why I wasn't doing sketches.
Yeah, she's a mom.
Yeah. Amazing person. And now I know how to pronounce her last name.
I can't. I can't imagine. And it happened at the expo because she was too tired and she's in the hospital. I can't remember. But it's hard. It's hard to think of going to a free comic book day or a convention where she's not sitting there, you know, just sitting there.
Yeah.
And
being there for you, supporting you.
Yeah. That's my mom.
Saying you to try harder, charge more. Oh, Justin can do that for you. Because I don't think she ever told you to turn down a sketch or.
Yeah.
Taught you how to draw a snail.
Wow. So that's it.
This will be up and online in a few days, and we'll apparently have another one at least before the Gym City Con.
Yes, sir.
I'm still up in the air on this Lexington Comic and Toy Convention, so we may have one before that.
We look forward to hearing from all you your comments, or not hearing, but reading your comments.
I look forward to just. Seeing your IP addresses, seeing the 103 listeners, because none of you communicate.
Yeah, please talk to us.
They're horrible people.
And if you have something negative to say, this is the person I thought we were too harsh. Please back it up with something. I will gladly.
Who was that?
I don't really know, but they thought we were too harsh. And, yeah. And unfortunately, it's not like Facebook where my comment makes someone notified that I've said a comment.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would appreciate you just come back. And, you know, say, why'd you think so? And I'll back up what I said.
Right.
I'm not trying to argue, but I just...
No, there should be communication.
All right.
What I thought was weird, we had 103 people listen to the last podcast, but we still only have, like, 46 friends on Facebook. Yeah. So I think people prefer to be passive. Yeah. Oh, well.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody.